Hello, I'm Dr. Scott Wattier.
And I'm Tommy Welling, and you're listening to the Fasting for Life podcast.
This podcast is about using fasting as a tool to regain your health, achieve ultimate wellness, and live the life you truly deserve.
Each episode is a short conversation on a single topic with immediate actionable steps. We cover everything from fat loss and health and wellness to the science of lifestyle design.
We started Fasting for Life because of how fasting has transformed our lives, and we hope to share the tools that we have learned along the way. Hey everyone, welcome to the Fasting for Life podcast. My name is Dr. Scott Wattier. I am here, as always, with my good friend and colleague, Tommy Welling. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
We are fantastic, sir. I answered for you. 16-8, intermittent fasting. What is it? Why does it work? Why sometimes does it not work? What's our perspective? It is probably the most searched and questioned time eating window phrase, terminology combined with intermittent. What is it? Something we actually don't talk all that much about. I think we've done maybe one other episode on intermittent fasting, but I cannot wait to dive into the conversation and the perspective on what it is we're really not accomplishing.
Yeah. I like the perspective on it because we get the question a lot, and they're usually similar questions. And even when I tell people, hey, you know, we talk about fasting on the podcast, and they say, oh, well, I've done a little bit of intermittent fasting before, and it's usually 16-8. And I think that's just kind of the natural starting point for a lot of people, it seems like.
Yeah, the Google machine will tell you that, you know, that's typically, and sometimes it'll define it all the way up to doing one, maybe two 24-hour fasts a week. So intermittent fasting is a pattern that cycles between periods of food and no food, periods of fasting and eating, periods of feeding and, you know, whatever, time-restricted, whatever you want to call it. But it's times where you actually are going to be consuming food in a certain amount of time, and then time when you are not consuming food. And the most clear time window, the most basic starting point is going to be that 16-8 window, which is most commonly defined as the intermittent type fasting. The most common thing that we hear, I've tried it. I did some of it with keto back in the day. Couldn't get the results to stick. It was really difficult for me to live a very strict keto lifestyle. My family didn't eat that way, so we're making more food, and it's just, I got to that point where I just couldn't break through that low number plateau until I started doing some longer fasts. So I had some experience with 16-8, but a lot of people come to us with questions on 16-8 and say, hey, I've been doing this for a while. Why isn't it working?
Yeah. You know, and we just heard that on a coaching call earlier about, doing intermittent fasting like 16-8, along with keto as well. Me personally, when I was doing keto, I didn't try it with intermittent fasting. My first time I fasted was after, I started hearing about longer fasts actually. So I had never tried it because I figured if I was counting all my calories and all my macros, that I didn't really need to restrict the time, because I didn't know that would give me any additional benefit. But turns out there are some additional benefits, even if you're taking in the same amount of calories.
Yeah. And so the easiest thing, and if you've been to our website, you've downloaded the Fast Start Guide, we start with one meal a day, which is OMAD. And if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, then you know that, right? That's a good starting point. Now we're getting into the challenges and the customized fasting plans and using fast cycling, which is certain windows stacked on top of one another to get more aggressive fat loss results. So no, we will not be doing back-to-back 48, 72 hour fasts for the rest of your life. That just seems silly. That is no way to live. You know, we want to enjoy and make our life full and not have to worry about, you know, all of the stuff that comes with, you know, the conversation around fasting. When you tell someone that you work with that you're going to stop eating for, you know, 16 hours a day, that's like, what? Right. So it's becoming much more common. But back to the starting point of the 16-8, you had a couple of analogies that really resonated with me as to why we feel that it's probably not working, or if it used to work and it stopped working. You know, it probably has something to do with the caloric intake, right? With the calories, because if you're in abundance, your body stores. If you're in deficiency, your body burns.
Right. And, you know, depending on exactly where you're coming from, if you're in fat loss mode right now, you're trying to, you know, lose 20 pounds or 50 or 100 pounds. 16-8 is not that much time realistically fasted, because, you know, if you normally would eat dinner at 8 o'clock at night, and then, you know, you might eat breakfast at 8 or 9 a.m. That's going to be 12, 13 hours fasted right there. So that means that going from there to a 16-8 is just another 3 to maybe 4 hours. So it's basically like skipping breakfast. If you do like a 12 to 8 eating window, it's basically skipping breakfast every day. So, you know, it's not earth shattering. And I think that's why it's easier for people to start there. But that's also one of the reasons why you're not going to be in a very significant calorie deficit, if any. You know, so that may be why you might have had good results in the beginning, but they may not have continued. They may have slowed down.
Yeah, there were some cool research articles that have come out recently about looking at the 16-8 window when it's compared to, you know, a standard diet or a standard weight loss diet, right? Meaning the 300 to 500 calorie decrease, you know, per your daily needs. And you do that over a 3 to 6 month span, right? The low and slow, the eat less, move more type mindset.
Right.
And from that perspective on fat mass, you know, intermittent fasting seems to have a greater impact or an equal impact as that standard diet. So I like the analogy here is, like, because you just said, you're like, it could put you in a deficit, right, with intermittent. It just depends on what you're eating in that 8 hour window. So I like the analogy of, well, if you just did one push up, right? Or what?
Yeah.
Because I was like, well, man, that's so good.
If you did just do one push up and then you start looking at the research data on how effective is it to do one push up, you're probably not going to find very clear data, right? And as we go through the data for 16-8 fasting, it tends to be summarized like there seems to be some benefits maybe, but the research is a little unclear. Well, again, it's not earth shattering. You don't have an opportunity to skip all that many calories. And breakfast was a relatively recent invention, you know, from a productive standpoint also. So it's almost like going back to 100 years ago, before we had all the processed breakfast food so much. So it's really not necessarily enough time to get at those fat stores that we've been holding on to for a while. So that's not enough time to really get into ketosis, to clear out, you know, the glycogen stores and to start burning the fat.
Hey, fasting fam, want to let you know about an incredible company that we've partnered with, aquatrue.com. Promo code fasting for life to receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. These are not your old school pitcher filters or your refrigerator filters. We're talking about a proprietary 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. Their countertop purifiers work with no installation or plumbing, which if you've priced those whole home water filtration systems, you know exactly what I'm talking about. These incredible countertop versions, they do have one under sink mounting model as well, but they remove 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters, like I mentioned, and they're specifically designed to combat this new group of chemicals that the Environmental Working Group has done a deep dive on, these forever chemicals called PFAS or PFASs. These are in 45% of our U.S. tap water. 45%. These things can lead to endocrine system disruption, certain types of cancers, liver toxicity. And I'm so glad that there's now a countertop affordable version of this incredible technology. So as we fast, we know that water, outside of a little black coffee and tea, is the only thing that we drink. So if we're trying to get the biggest bang for our buck, we're trying to increase autophagy and allow our bodies to heal, shed the weight, get healthy, reverse disease, then why not give it the absolute best quality water that you can. So AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. It even makes a great gift, like I mentioned, my aunt and uncle. Today, as one of our loyal listeners, if you support them, you're supporting us. You're going to get 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com. That's AquaTru.com and enter code FASTING FOR LIFE. FASTINGFORLIFE. That's 20% off any of the AquaTrue water purifiers at AquaTrue.com.
And so the six, and one of the things to kind of layer on top of this too, is when people will come and they'll start doing more of the one meal a day or pushing their eating window, right? To, let's say, instead of 16 hours of fasted, they'll go to 20 hours, maybe 22 hours and just eat dinner or just eat lunch, right? Depending on the situation. You know, we have a lot of people that try to still consume their entire daily need in that window. So the beauty of fasting is that it automatically sets you up for a deficit. It automatically gives you the ability to just skip consuming a meal. So simply, you know, just like you said, don't eat breakfast. That doesn't mean take breakfast and make it lunch and lunch becomes midday meal. And then, you know, right. Dinner stays dinner. Like, it doesn't mean to fit it all in. It means it's a simple way to frame how to actually, you know, get some pretty good fat loss when staying within those, you know, those parameters of the mindset that, you know, you have this window without food. And like you said, you're not really pushing it much farther. It's just really like skipping one meal.
Yeah. It's just consistently, you know, basically doing two meals. And, but the thing about it is it can actually, you know, like you alluded to, it can be worse than that, because if you're of the mindset that you need to take in a certain number of calories, because it usually that comes from the fitness world and from some of the metabolic fear that we run into, and that I personally had a couple of years ago, where I was thinking that if I didn't consume enough calories, I would slow down my metabolism, I'd kill it, you know, do some permanent damage there. So if I had skipped breakfast, I would have been thinking I needed to still bring in those calories. Otherwise, I would have too low of a calorie deficit, and then I'd be doing some sort of damage. But, you know, in fact, the opposite's true. I would be burning through some of the fat stores that I had already, you know, been holding on to, and actually started to make more progress towards my goals.
Yeah. And that 16-8 is a very good starting point for a lot of people, especially if you've never fasted. Now, what we'd want to do though is not stay at 16-8 for very long. If you're looking to lose weight quick, if you've got 60 pounds to lose, I feel like sometimes, and I lost 50, like, so I was there, right? Like, speaking from experience, I could always get off that first 15 or 20, right? So down from 250 to 225, and 225 was that number that stuck with me for so many years. It was the weight I got married at. It was a weight that I was at for a while when I leaned down from my powerlifting days, where I felt pretty good, had an ab or two, you know, like, felt good at that number. But then, yeah, I could never get through that and push down through that. And that usually took me about 12 to 16 weeks, right? Where I'd get there and then I'd plateau and I'd be doing everything the same I was doing, and it would start to tick up, right? And I'd start to just, I never could push through that. So the reason I'm saying this is 16-8 can be a viable weight loss strategy. If you're doing 16-8 then, and you're trying to put all your food into the window, then probably stop. Remove the meal, simply do that for a little while. If it's still not working, then it's time to kind of push the envelope. And this is what we do in the challenges. And we found that it's been so great. Just like some of the severe diabetics that go to Dr. Fung's clinic, he starts them off with a long fast in the beginning, right? Mm-hmm. 5 or 7 day fast to really reset that insulin sensitivity and give the body the best opportunity to start to heal and reverse that disease. So with weight loss, we've got insulin resistance, you've got underlying hormonal imbalances. 16-8 might get you short-term results. If you stall or plateau, just like you mix up your workouts in the gym, it'd be good to push that window. So when the ramp-ups and the coaching we do is we start with those shorter windows, and then we start to push the envelope and build on it and do springboards, and then start adding in some of the fasting cycling with the insulin-friendly lifestyle. And now you're talking about being able to hit that 60-pound weight loss in under a year, rather than, and keep it that way, or even in under 6 months in some cases, You know, you can get the 40, 50, 60 pounds off, where most of the weight loss programs that I had experience with, or even the ones that we had in our clinical side of things, people would get that first 15 to 20 pounds and then that was it. And then it would start creeping back on.
Yeah, because the insulin resistance is usually so high and it can only go down to that first set point or two. And then you just can't push past beyond that point unless you can continue to keep insulin levels just so low. But in order to do that, the glycogen stores have to be depleted. You have to start dipping into ketosis to actually rev up the fat burning. And usually with a low and slow type thing, you're not going to get there. So I really love that perspective.
So I guess the take-home message would be, if you've come to 6 fasting and you're new, and you're really worried about missing a meal, start with the 16-8. I wouldn't say do it for too long. Let me rephrase that. I would say do it as long as you are still getting the result. If there's a point in time where you stop getting the result, where Tommy, you and I were, right, where 16-8 didn't really get us anywhere, and this was with tracking and counting and weighing and all that stuff, it's really probably time to consider even going a little bit farther, just based on all of the things that we just stated. So push the window, start with 18, go to 20, go to 22. Try one meal a day, mix it up, do a 24-hour fast in between your days, you know, take a weekends into account. There's all these little different nuances that come with, you know, putting fasting, but it's again, you know, one of the things we've noticed recently is the consistency over the perfection. So set it for a week or two. And if you're getting results, great. If you're not, some of the things that we've talked about, you know, might be some of the sticking points.
Yeah. And if you're in 16-8 and you feel comfortable with it, but you're not really seeing results, but you're not sure why, just think about the opportunity for a calorie deficit, because with an open 8-hour eating window like that, even if you did skip breakfast, there's a lot of time opportunity in there to snack or to have other calorie dense foods. So it can be really easy to overconsume within an 8-hour eating window. And so, you know, a lot of people who come on board or who send us an email asking us questions, we'll describe what they're doing during that 8-hour time frame, and it's obvious right off the bat why they're not seeing results, even if they did see some in the beginning. So just understanding that opportunity to eat and the fact that 16-8 is a really, really good maintenance type schedule for most people. Like, eating two meals a day is a really good way to maintain your weight, but it's not usually going to get most people to where they want to go. Fat loss wise.
Yeah. In terms of weight loss. Yeah. Perfect. 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 All right. If you guys have questions, give us a shout, info@defastingforlife.com. You can go to the website, download the Fast Start Guide. It's going to be our guide to one meal a day fasting. Comes with a mini masterclass, which is a 20-minute little video series explaining how to put that into your day to day routine. Tommy, as an action step, as a one succinct landing, landing the plane, so to speak, I think you just said it, but it would be start with a 16-8 window and then see where it goes.
See where it goes. And if you've never tried a longer fast, then push yourself, challenge yourself to do one a little bit longer. See how you feel, and push yourself outside of your comfort zone, because usually that's where the growth happens.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Thank you, sir. And we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Bye. So, you've heard today's episode, and you may be wondering, where do I start? Head on over to thefastingforlife.com and sign up for our newsletter, where you'll receive fasting tips and strategies to maximize results and fit fasting into your day-to-day life.
While you're there, download your free Fast Start Guide to get started today. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure to leave us a 5-star review, and we'll be back next week with another episode of Fasting for Life.